written the title of the message the Lord had put on my heart to share today. He is able. The song we just finished singing said that the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. God of the good times is still God in the bad times. And I am very thankful this morning that that is a reality. And this morning we'd like to look into the Word of God, but if you can leave here remembering these three words, your coming to service has been successful. If you can take these three words home with you, He is able. Over in the book of 1 Kings in the 20th chapter, we read about, and I'm going to summarize for the sake of time, but the Syrians had come against the Israelites to do battle. And the Syrians were in verse 13, in verse 21, we read that the king of Israel, through the power of God, went out and slew the Syrians with a great slaughter. So God gave his people a wonderful and a great victory. But we read in verse 23, the servants of the king of Syria said unto him, their gods, and they were talking about the Israelites' God, said, their gods are gods of the hills. Therefore they were stronger than we, but let us fight against them in the plain, and surely we shall be stronger than they are. In other words, they believed in false gods, and because they lost the battle to the Israelites, they made a wrong assumption. They made an assumption that the God of the Israelites must just be a God of the hills, so let's go fight him in the valleys or in the plains, and then we'll win. And so the Lord had something to say about that. In verse 28, it said, there came a man of God and spake unto the king of Israel and said, thus saith the Lord. So the man of God was speaking the words of God. He said, because the Syrians have said, the Lord is God of the hills, but he is not God of the valley, therefore will I deliver all this great multitude into thy hand, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. And you can continue if you don't know what the end of this story is, but the Lord did exactly what he said he would do. He delivered the Syrians into the hands of the Israelites so that the Syrians went away knowing this. The Israelites' God is not only a God of the hill. He's a God of the plain. Because there is one God that we serve this morning. And the God that we serve is able to face every circumstance and every situation that we face in life. There are times that we look at situations and it looks impossible. But folks, God is able this morning to work in impossible situations. We serve a God that when things are going well, we can say thank you, Lord, because he's God of the good times. But when things get going rough, and just because we love God does not mean that we are exempt from rough times. But the God of the good time is still God in the bad time. He is able to see you through this morning every trial, every battle, every people problem, every financial problem, every physical problem, and most of all, every spiritual problem. We serve a God this morning that is able to see you through those times. The God of the hill, the Syrians, well, he's God of the hills. And I think sometimes we may not couch it in those terms, but in certain situations, our faith is increased. God is able. But then all of a sudden, there's another situation over here, and it seems like our faith begins to be diminished. I would remind you in the Holy Spirit this morning that God is able when your faith is diminished. And it looks like the situation is, yeah, I know that all of the circumstances were such that God can work over here. But folks, God is a God that rises above circumstances. God is a God that rises above the limitations of man. Because God is divine and he is able to do all things. So God is able this morning. With men, When you have a job to be done, you try to find who's best for the job. If your car breaks down, you want a good mechanic. So you don't go to the heat and air man to fix your car. You take him to the mechanic, a good mechanic, an honest mechanic. But when your furnace breaks down, you don't call your car mechanic, you don't call the preacher to come fix your furnace, unless it's Brother James Bell. But do you know you want to call someone that knows how to work on furnaces? Do you realize this morning we do that with men? Who is best for this situation? And well, call, if you get in this problem, call this person. And you have this need over here, call this one. But folks, in every situation, we don't need to go through a book to tell us which God to pray to. Last night in worship, the subject came up in the course of our family worship about people praying to different gods or different people that they have made saints. And Vanessa asked the question, well, we know the Catholics pray to Mary. Do they pray to Joseph? And I said, well, just a second, let's look that up. So we looked it up, and I found the prayer that they prayed to Joseph. As a protector and as a defender of those in need, that's when you pray to Joseph. And I thought, you know, that's idolatry, but our God this morning is a God that we can pray to in all situations. I don't have to go and look for which God to pray to depending on my problem or my need. The God of the hill is God of the valley. And the Lord has proven that over and over and over in other people's lives, but it's not just in what we read about. He's done it in your lives. He's done it in my life. God is able this morning. So Lord, help us today when we face new trials and new weeks and new problems and new situations, that we can face those things knowing that God is able. And by the power of God, you can conquer too. Scripture in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25 says, wherefore he is able. Three words. He is able. So what is God able to do this morning? Wherefore, he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing that he ever liveth and maketh intercession for them. Folks, to the uttermost means to make complete or to the furthest extent. The Lord is not in the halfway salvation business. The Lord is in the business of saving people from the power and bondage of sin to the uttermost. I look at people in sin, in some addictions, in some messes and tangles that they have in their life. I think, how is this even possible? But it is possible not with man. It is impossible with man, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. God is able to save to the uttermost still today. We can read about Legion in the scripture and how he was possessed with many spirits. Jesus Christ delivered him from all of them. All of them. Every single bondage of the power of Satan can be broken this morning through the power of the Almighty God. He is able. And he is able still today for those that we are praying for. We have a God who is able to save them to the uttermost. I thank God for that. He told the thief on the cross, Jesus did, he said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. I don't know what all baggage that thief had, but I know Jesus saved him that day. Folks, do you know all of the baggage? We talk about the baggage. All of the stuff of the past and all of the egregious sin and mistakes and problems that someone has caused, the Lord Jesus Christ is able this morning to save them with all of the nastiness and horribleness and problems that they've done. The liar, the drunkard, those in drugs, the murderer. He is able to save and deliver, not just part way. But the scripture said he is able to save to the uttermost, to the furthest extent. That is the God that we serve this morning. We won't take the time to read it, but over in 1 Samuel 14, there's a beautiful story of the Israelites once again facing the Philistines. And King Saul, some of the men in the previous chapter had been hiding from the Philistines. They were scared. What do we do when we see obstacles ahead of us? There's a tendency sometimes people have to run away. So some of them were running. And then we find that King Saul was under the shade tree. He was under the pomegranate tree. He wasn't going out to battle. And Jonathan and his armor bearer were there. And Jonathan turned to his armor bearer and he said, "Let's go down. Let's go down to the enemy." And this is what he said. 1 Samuel 14, verse 6 and 7. He said, "There is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few." There's no restraint to the Lord. In other words, let's go down to the enemy, and my dad, the king's under the tree. Someone's hiding under a rock over there, but let's go down to the enemy because we're going to go down in the name of the Lord. And there's no restraint to him. In other words, there are no restrictions or hindrances to the power of God. So now we have two people in faith going down to the enemy, and God gave them a great victory. Jonathan and his armor bearer went down there and killed, I think it said their first killing were like 20 they killed. It was like an acre. The people that were around, they were killing. And pretty soon the Lord sent the sound of something and the enemy turned on each other and started killing each other. They thought a great host was coming. Folks, there is no restraint to the Lord. I have limitations. You have limitations. There are things in our life that we can only go so far. I am limited physically and intellectually and emotionally and spiritually. I have limitations in my life. But the God that I serve, there are no restrictions on the Lord. He has no limitations. And that means that when I, as His child, get in trouble, I have a God that I can call on and I know He is able. Because there's no restrictions on God. So Lord, help us when we pray not to put our own hindrances on the Lord. Sometimes we put God in a box because there's an obstacle or there's a problem or there's an incapability or there's a weakness here, and we tend to phrase and couch our expectations based upon what we think might happen. Folks, we need to start thinking outside of our expectations this morning because there is no restraint to the Lord. He is able to save by many or by few. In other words, the quality of the person or the people involved is not near as important as is looking to God in faith. That, Lord, if this is your will, by your strength, we're going to go forward with confidence. I know my God can save to the uttermost. There are times when we could have a testimony service and be here all day long of just talking about times God has come through in impossible situations. Brother Randy testified, I believe it was a couple Wednesday nights ago, about a financial thing the Lord did. Beyond expectation. But God is able. He is able. Times I think about His parents, and you young people, be encouraged in your faith. Especially, I know some of the hardest battles can be very difficult times when you're newly married and you have a child and the child gets sick and things start looking pretty bleak and things start looking hopeless. Folks, God is able to still heal today. God is able to give deliverance. He's done it for us. He's done it for you. I've heard some of your testimonies. God is able to do what man cannot do. When your child is there turning blue and having a seizure and turning blue and not breathing and going limp, it's like, Lord, what do we do? The feeling of desperation. It's like, I've got to do something. Oh, what can I do? I can turn to my God, who is a God of the hill and is God of the valley, because I know my God is able to do all things. The Lord is still able to raise those that are up from almost dead, near death, on their bed. God is able to raise them up if it is His will. And if it is not His will, then Lord, I know that You're able to see us through the grief and the heartache and the questions that I have. I know You're able to see me through those things. So if God is able and He chooses not to do it, may our faith rise up to know that I'm still going to trust You, Lord, even when I don't understand, because I knew You were able. So I'm going to trust God's healing as well as His healing power. I'm going to trust His wisdom. I'm going to trust His wisdom as well as His healing power to do what is best for us. Remember, the three Hebrew children stood before the king. They wouldn't bow down to the king, and they were given a second chance. Bow down to the idol that he had built, to the great image, or you're going to be thrown into the fiery furnace. Those words that the three Hebrew children spoke still resonate thousands of years later. They said, "O king, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter." I don't even have to think about it. It was because they'd already given it thought. It was because they had already spent time on their knees. It was because they had already seen the Lord work miracles when they were supposed to drink the wine and eat the meat of the king's table. They had seen God make them look better than those that had eaten that better food. They had confidence in God. Folks, these little victories along the way, these are building blocks to our faith to prove to us that God is able. So they said, "O king, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. Our God, whom we serve, is what? He's able to deliver us from the fiery furnace. But if not, we're still not going to bow down to this image. Why? Because God is God. I'm His child. I'm in His hand. So if it touches my life, God allowed it. God had the power to deliver me." Folks, God is still able to deliver His people from the burning fiery furnace. We are not exempt from going through the fire, but God is able to deliver you out of the fire, and it can come out and it can burn the bonds off of you. Folks, they went into the fire with bound up. There are things in life that we can be bound up, sometimes from our own doing, from our own mistakes, from our own failures. We can start binding ourselves up, and the Lord sends us through the fire, and we say, "God, why? I don't understand." Maybe the Lord sends you through the fire because He's going to bring you out of the fire and having given you a deliverance that you've been set free. Folks, God is able this morning. So when you go through the fire, don't be discouraged. Don't sit back and say, "Lord, why did You allow it to happen?" My God is the God of the hills. He's God of the valley, and He is the God of the fire. So I know that my God is able to deliver me from the burning fiery furnace. Thank God. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 18, "For in that He Himself hath suffered, being tempted, He is able to succor them that are tempted." That word "succor" means to aid, to help, to relieve. Folks, in personal weaknesses that we all have, personal weaknesses and struggles that we have, God is able to succor or strengthen and help those that are tempted. Scripture also says that God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able to bear, but will with the temptation also what? Make a way to escape. Which means that when you feel like the temptation is so strong, and you're going to face some times like that in life, God is able to see you through that without giving. Everybody has different temptations, but no temptation is taking you but such as is common to man. Temptation to say something that's not true. God is able. Put just a change a decimal point on your taxes. God is able to change something in your, to take something on a test. You children, young people, just to make it cheat just a little bit. We don't like that word cheat. That sounds pretty drastic, but you know, we can finagle the words a little bit, make it sound a little better. God is able to help you be honest in everything, even to your own detriment. Even when you're going to pay the price for it, it is worth doing what's right. There are so many in our society, in our world, that are giving in and falling, and not only giving in, they don't even see it as giving in anymore. Adultery and fornication is so rampant and prevalent in our world today, they don't even call it sin anymore. But folks, those things ought to still be a temptation. You don't understand what I'm saying? We shouldn't accept it that it's normal and it's all right. No, adultery and fornication is sin. It's wrong. It will separate you completely from the presence of God. But there have been many that have fallen in that temptation. Folks, God is able to keep you from falling. He's able to keep you to live a life of purity. Young people, hold on to your purity. God is able. Protect the blessing of innocence that God has given and holiness and purity. And God is able to keep that in your life. God is able to do that. He'll make a way. Another scripture, and I reference it, 2 Corinthians chapter 12. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And Paul went on to say, for when I am weak, then I am. Why did he say that? Because his faith was not in what he could do for himself. His faith was in the God that he knew was able. And I can be strong even in my weakest times. The scripture that I reference is actually Jude 24. Very important one. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the throne of God. Do you know that God is able to keep us from falling this morning? He's able. And when you feel like the pressures are getting too strong, I want to remind you that God is able to keep you from falling. You say, but I have these struggles and these weaknesses, maybe these genetic weaknesses or how I was raised or my background. Folks, those things are real. They affect our life. But our God is able to keep you that you could be presented faultless to the throne of God. I'm so thankful that we serve a God who is able this morning. He's able to save to the uttermost. He's able to save us from the burning fiery furnace. He's able to keep us and deliver us from temptation. And he's able to keep us from falling. So where are God's limits? God is only limited by our unbelief. The scripture said that Jesus was not able to do many mighty works because of their unbelief. The people didn't believe in who he was, so he wasn't able to heal them. He wasn't able to deliver them. He wasn't able to save them because they didn't believe in him. Folks, this is where faith is so important this morning. Our faith is not in what we can do. Our faith isn't what the minister or this person in the congregation can do or what my wife can do or husband can do. Our faith is in God himself. He is the one that is able. So then God is the object of our faith. But it is our lack of belief that limits God in what he can do in our life. In Psalm 78, the scripture says, in verse 41, it said, they turned back, speaking to the children of Israel. They tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. Folks, I don't want to be the one that limits God. I don't want to be the one that limits God because God is able, but he will not work in my life beyond or more than what I give him room to work. So Lord, even when I look at me and I see my limitations and I see the impossibilities around me, and I see this person there, and I see that situation there. Let us do as David, who said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And as Zechariah said over Zechariah 4:6, speaking about Zerubbabel, he said, not by might, nor by power. And there's a my in that passage. It's unwritten. But not by my might, nor by my power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So what the Lord was saying was, Zerubbabel, it's not by your strength. It's not by your power. It's by my spirit, saith the Lord. Folks, we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. I can do all things. Timothy, Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:12, he said, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he, Brother Cook, he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. I know this morning in whom I have believed. I believe in the God of the hill, who is God of the valley, who's God of the fire, who's God of the people problems, who's God of financial problems, who's God of physical problems, who's God of spiritual problems. We serve a God who is well able to do all things this morning. And I am so thankful that I know in whom I have believed. In closing this morning, Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. Now unto him, you don't even have to know the verse, know where this is going. Now unto him that is able. He is capable. He is equipped. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Isn't that beautiful? So here I'm praying my prayer too often, based upon how we see limitations and situations and people and our own difficulties, and we pray our prayers kind of weaving around and through some of those things. And we serve a God this morning that is able to do so much more than what we can even ask or think. As the song said, it is no secret what God can do. And what He's done for others, He will do for you. Saints, this morning, He is able. And I thank God.